Welcome to MLB Extras, the Colorado Rockies edition. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Thomas Harding. And Thomas, it was arbitration day where players and teams had to exchange numbers for salaries for 2019, those players that are arbitration eligible. And of course, with the Rockies, Nolan Arenado is not just with the Rockies, but all through baseball, probably the most famous arbitration eligible player. So also Trevor Story, John Gray. So what did you gather from reports and just things that you've heard about the numbers being exchanged?
Well, first of all, the numbers exchanged on Arenado, Rockies offering $24 million. And Arenado requesting $30 million was about where I would have expected it. The record in the arbitration process was $23 million last year for Josh Donaldson. I figured that Nolan Arenado would come in above that, and he will. A midpoint of $27 million sounds pretty decent when you look at these type of deals. And really, it's not just about this contract this year. They're trying to work out a multi-year deal that'll keep Nolan Arenado in the uniform, you know, for quite some time. So even when this is done, I don't think it's done. As long as they can get this thing done before the start of the regular season, because that's what Nolan has done in the past. He didn't want to negotiate during the season. If they can find a way to get a multi-year contract before the regular season begins, that would be a beautiful thing for the Rockies and for Arenado. If not, then I guess he could be testing free agency at the end of the year, which would be a wonderful thing for Arenado, and we'll find out if it's a good thing for the Rockies.
Okay, so following Nolan Arenado, who, of course, rejected the offer from the Rockies, and I think we knew that was coming, we move on to some other arbitration-eligible players like John Gray, who also agreed to a contract. So what do you know about that, Thomas?
Well, Gray did not have the best of seasons, but if you in 2018, but if you look at the performance since he came up, he was kind of the new era of Rockies pitching. And even with the struggles in 2018, some of his peripheral numbers were very good. He's working on correcting some things with his motion, some things physically also. And I expect him to have a pretty good season. And it was good that they got this thing done, because I think that Gray needs to concentrate totally on making sure that he gets back to what he did for most of 2017 and kind of erases 2018 and comes to camp good fundamentally, good physically, good mentally. So this is a good move for the Rockies and a good move for Gray to settle on that one-year deal.
And moving on to Trevor Story, who, of course, is a huge part of what the Rockies were doing and a very valuable player. So reports have him coming to an agreement for $5 million. Is that your understanding, Thomas?
Yes, that's my understanding. It's funny too, because there was a report from ESPN.com's Jeff Passan that they were definitely going to arbitration, meaning they couldn't reach an agreement and they weren't going to negotiate any further. But then reports came out later that they had agreed at $5 million. And that seems about right for a guy who finished one home run behind Arenado. He hit 37. Arenado hit 38 last season. Also, Trevor Story cut down on the strikeouts, picked up his overall offensive performance, and the shortstop play of his, especially going to his left, fielding the ball behind second base and spinning. This guy is a preeminent shortstop in this game. I think the Rockies didn't think they would get one of those after they had Troy Tulowitzki for a few years, but it looks like they have one in Trevor Story. And we could be looking at a multi-year deal with Trevor Story at some point. Don't know if it'll be this year. Hey, if Trevor goes year to year and keeps producing, he can bet on his skills. But I'm sure the Rockies would like to maybe get some of this arbitration headache out of the way and get a multi-year deal if they can with him.
In other news, the Rockies, and they knew that DJ LeMahieu was probably not coming back. He was out there on the free agent market, and he's obviously a very, a very good player, very enticing for a lot of teams. And he signed with the Yankees for 2 years, $24 million, which is not shocking, but it puts a finality to it. And I guess Rockies fans are probably pretty bummed. He's done a lot of good things for them over the years. So what are you getting the vibe from Rockies fans these days?
You know, there was a lot of talk about the Rockies signing Brian Dozier. And even yesterday when he signed with the Washington Nationals, I was getting a lot of questions from fans. You think they could still sign DJ LeMahieu? Everybody was holding on until the very bitter end. And the bitter end was this morning when he signed for 2 years, $24 million with the New York Yankees. Yeah, look at this. But one of the reasons that people are attached to LeMahieu is not only the three Gold Glove awards, but just the ability that he has put at this position. He started the last five opening days. Before him, the longest streak was three by Mike Lance, 1998 to 2000. As far as just games played is concerned, he played in 877 and started 849. The next player, the next most starts and games of shortstop, Eric Young played in 413 and 389 starts. So he's played more than twice as long as anybody at this position. So you went from a revolving door to DJ LeMahieu, and now you have some young guys really battling for that spot. Ryan McMahon and Garrett Hampson, those guys played in the major leagues last season. McMahon was there for most of the season. The top prospect, Brendan Rodgers, he has not played in the major leagues, and a lot of people think he needs some more time in AAA, but how close is he? We'll find out when we get to spring training.
Yeah, so it does sound like internal options are kind of at the forefront of the front office's mind in terms of really being open-minded about filling the role that way. I mean, they seem to be, the names that you just mentioned, they seem to be pretty high on these guys.
Yes, I mean, we're talking about McMahon, who was a second-round pick, Hampson, who was a third-round pick, and Rodgers, of course, the top prospect, he was a first-round pick. So they've been planning for this for a while. If you're the Colorado Rockies or one of these small to mid-market teams, you understand that at some point you have to say goodbye to a good player and trust what you've done in your system to replace him. I mean, look at what happened at shortstop where they traded Trevor Story now. No, I'm sorry, they traded Troy Tulowitzki. Now, they weren't expecting Trevor Story to be the guy going into 2016, but Jose Reyes had his suspension for the domestic violence incident, and Trevor Story turned out to be a real revelation that particular spring training and his rookie year. So they've been planning all along, hey, if we lose a guy, we need to have somebody there to replace him.
So I was really looking forward to our conversation today, Thomas. And for more than just the normal reasons that I absolutely love talking to you and you're a great friend. And so this is a highlight of my week. But in addition, my all-time favorite musical artist had a bonanza of an announcement about a day ago, and that he is going to be playing many, many major league venues this year. That is Billy Joel. And he is coming to Coors Field in August. And so I was hoping that my podcast schedule would jibe with at least one reporter where he was, that covers the team that he's going to be playing at their ballpark. So I'm very excited. August 8th, I'm assuming that you'll probably be on the road with the team, so you probably won't be able to go. But this is a pretty big deal, right? Say yes.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. It's definitely a huge deal around here. I mean, you know, last year they had the Eagles and Def Leppard and the Pretenders last year, and I think they've had Jimmy Buffett here. So, the Eagles weren't here with that particular show. It was Def Leppard, Journey, and every now and then you've probably been in the press box where I've broken into a couple of Steve Perry imitations. So, you know, it's a big deal though to get Billy Joel here, and certainly, I actually went down to the press conference yesterday, missed some of my baseball buddies. It was all music people, and they were very serious and everything else. I mean, I think baseball reporters had been around, there would have been some song lyrics maybe worked into questions. There would have been some singing in the corner there. But yeah, it's great to have Billy Joel come in the Coors Field.
Really? So there were like hardcore, like the music critics,
yeah,
the newspaper reporters, and they'd like take this stuff really seriously? This was like what kind of questions?
Well, I think the thing about it was this. The Denver Broncos on the other side of town were announcing a new coach. And actually, the Rockies were worried. Is anybody going to come to this? But the music press ate it up. And I mean, when I saw some club officials, they had smiles on their faces. They're like, wow, this is kind of – they really wanted Billy Joel there. And I understand one of the assistant general managers, I believe it's Zach Rosenthal, is a big Billy Joel fan. He's actually going to come off the road. I mean, if you're looking at August, you're looking at the second half of the season going into a playoff run, but he's going to come off the road to come home to listen to Billy Joel play Coors Field.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I have to say, you know, playing in that thin air, I mean, my man, he's turning 70 years old in May. So, and he's had quite a life. So I just hope that he takes it easy, because I don't want to see anything happen on that stage in terms of running out of steam.
Do you think that's
an issue?
I'm sure it will be. I mean, I hope the hydration sponsor is water at that point and not anything else, because he'll need the water to get through this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting for a lot of us that follow his music closely. So very cool. Very cool for Denver. Thomas, thank you for joining us here. And thanks to everybody for listening to MLB Extras, the Colorado Rockies edition. We'll talk to you next time.